still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Wednesday. Little extra cock for you to start today, Suns fans.
Oh,
hi, my name's John. There's Brady. There's Brett. There he is. Toledo. Is the morning sickness, and it's 5:45. Yep, that's about enough of that, don't you think?
You done being abused?
Or I am done being abused. I mean, come on.
And I give it to you. You last a long time with her.
Not done yet. I'm still going to go talk to her. I'm going to go talk to her Friday. I'm going to talk to her Friday. Just need a day. I just need a day, Brett. A day or two.
That's
to
true.
To just kind of, what's going on? I mean, you guys are my friends. Do you see anything?
No, not at all.
Yeah. I mean, you haven't said anything the whole year, so I'm, like, I don't, she seems to, like, she shows up and she's, if she didn't love me, why does she keep coming over? Why does she keep being part of this? Just stop. So many other guys I know, like I know I have a friend who was dating the Rockets for a while, and the Rockets just stopped playing. They just stopped being there. I'm like, okay, they don't. Suns just keep, they just keep showing up. And then you're like, oh, okay, or, I get it. And then they just, and then all they do is pay attention to someone. I don't get it, but I'm going to talk to her Friday. I'm not done yet.
Well, they got that ugly friend, Frank Vogel, that, you know, keeps CB and everything.
You know? I feel like, I don't know. I don't like to judge people.
It's that best friend that just, you know, gets in the way.
It feels like he's sort of a wedge in making me happy. I think he talks to her on the side and, like, makes her question everything. I don't know. It's just so goddamn frustrating to have such a love for something that it feel like, I don't know.
Does it still tingle inside when
it's
you think
there.
About
it's
her?
It's there. You know what? It's doing it now. Because I think of the good times, Brady. I think of the good times.
That's good.
And then I watched them go, nobody. You know, if Chris Berman did that, nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills. If it was basketball, nobody. Come playoff time, nobody. The bet like the Phoenix Suns. Nobody. And just tell your bed, Brett. Yep. And then Booker and they sh the bed every year.
Well, on the bright side, it's 12-0 on home teams.
Yeah, the home teams keep winning. That'll change Friday. I mean, it is a, it's not even a roller coaster. It is an expected mess. And again, last night was all the problem. Like I said earlier, get into the playoffs with this team. I've been watching them all year, every game, analyzing. My problem is I'm friends with Kevin Ray, and I have access to the guys doing the broadcast. In hindsight, you don't want that. Because when they start getting frustrated, there's some sort of authority to it. Like, you know, it's like you and I can sit and bitch back and forth, and I'm just an armchair fan. When Eddie Johnson and Kevin Ray are texting, the same crap you're feeling, you're like, all right, there's no denying this. Oh, they're bad. They're so frustratingly bad. And the same problems that have persisted all year are happening in the last two games. No point guard. That was a failed experiment. Turnovers. Lackadaisical play. Just up and down kind of who cares stuff. And it's all, boy, that Matt Ishbia's got a hell of an offseason. Because there's going to be a lot of people who are just not interested anymore. That was a fun little three-year run, but you've given it up.
Start and, going through the office right now, Ishbia, and start pantsing people.
Yeah, and also City. Channel 3, I love you. You're doing a great job since they put the Suns on AZ Family. That's the best move in basketball in years. But no more talking about championships. KTAR. No more Suns. Run to the championship. Stop it. Knock it off. Suns run to game three of round one. Doesn't look good. Quit even bringing up championships. You know what their run to the championship is? A 54-year failure. They have never done it. Stop talking about championships. Suns run to the championship. Oh, no, 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 no. Suns. The bed in game two, heading home. That's what your bumper should be. Anyway, a little frustrated. Spent a lot of time watching this. But there's no reason to believe this team's consistent starting today. I said it last week. There's absolutely no reason to go into this thing feeling like suddenly they'll figure out how to be consistent. Now they got to win 4 out of 5. It's not happening. And if it does, that crazy bitch is going to bring me back for... She's nuts. And this, by the way, is the best matchup for them. If this is the team that they most likely could beat, boy, oh boy, I don't want to see them up against somebody else. They'll get their asses kicked thoroughly. But she's so pretty. She's like Margot Robbie. She's standing at my door and I'm like, God, come on in. I know.
That fat friend, though, just keeps...
And then that weird... Yeah. Hair-plugged friend of hers just keeps saying, like, I don't know if you should be with them.
Are you going to go see her in person?
No, I got U-Fest Friday. Luckily, I've got something that won't let me down,
heartbreaking.
You know, and this is just really dark, but barring a mass shooting or a fire, U-Fest can't be worse than the Sunscreen. The worst I could be is a little disappointed in Motionless and White, because I don't know them. Like, I might go and go, they're not very good live. I have to go to know. But I have low expectations because I've never seen them. It's not something I thought, you know, let's go see what they're about. I'm not dating them.
I'm setting a high bar.
Well, I'm not banging them. I'm not. The Suns have been just trouncing. Like, I'm just, for years, just giving all I got. And then now I'm looking and she's like kind of just laying there or something. And then sometimes she just lays there and I'm like, you're not into it.
Batman said she's more like Amber Heard than Margot Robbie.
Well, she looks like
Margot
Robbie.
Looks great on the outside, but...
She looks like Margot Robbie, and then you wake up next to Harley Quinn. Like, oh, God, what the hell? And then there's a poop in the bed. So there is some Amber Quinn in there. Amber, whatever her name is.
Heard.
Heard. Harley Quinn, Amber Heard, Amber Quinn. I like it. But it is tough being a fan of a sports team. I'll tell you what I saw yesterday that's even better. Tom Brady did some sort of a junket thing. How much would you pay to be in a convention hall, a limited amount of tickets? How much would you pay to be with Tom Brady? And it's not crazy. I'll tell you that right off the bat. But they're charging ticket prices. I think a few hundred people got to go in and you got to have some things you own signed. So you could buy things. He said no restrictions on what he's going to sign. How much would you pay to just go spend 15 minutes with Tom Brady in a room?
$200.
Yeah, okay. You got some, about, $3,600 was the ticket. I personally wouldn't pay anything to be with a guy, well, Tom Brady especially, but even like a Steeler, I'm not going to pay. They show up. You'll eventually, whatever. But if I'm a big collector, and so they paid $3,600, and all of them are disappointed because Tom, the first thing the guy comes on, and this happens every time, and I've told you in the past, all your heroes are assholes. They don't want to meet you. Keep that in mind every time you're dropping $3,000. He does not want to meet you, or he wouldn't be charging you $3,000. First thing, a guy grabs a mic.
Everybody, thanks for coming out tonight. Mr. Brady doesn't want to be touched. No shaking hands. Please, no shaking hands. And if possible, just keep the line moving. Anything you have to be signed, hand it to his assistant, and he'll get him to Tom Brady. Thanks for coming. Thanks for the money.
So $3,600. There's a few hundred people in the room. This one guy bought over $100,000 of merchandise to have signed.
Oh,
because they said no restrictions. Now, some of that stuff is like $10,000, $15,000, you know.
Jerseys. Like that,
yeah, big items. He put post-it notes on each one with directions on where he wanted it signed. He hands it to the assistant, who's just ripping the post-it notes off and looking right at him like, no, this is going to. Tom signs where he wants. And then Tom also said, without restrictions, except for cards. I don't sign cards. So dude's standing there with, like, Tom Brady cards are, like, out of luck completely. So Tom Brady's not even trying. They showed one of the autographs. He might as well just made an X. He's just scribbling something. And one guy's like, I can't even get this authenticated. There's no proof I could have done this. He's just scribbling. You need to be better, Tom. See you, folks. And Tom leaves, and I'm dying. Like, well,
There you go.
There's one born every minute. Never, and this is a honest truth, ever pay to meet your heroes. Now, if they're putting on a show, like when William Shatner did that thing down at the Orpheum I was lucky enough to host, he charged you tickets, showed you the Wrath of Khan, and then spent an hour answering questions. That was awesome. And then after, did a little meet and greet for the people who did pay a little extra, but it was a picture and a handshake. Yeah, there's Tom Brady. Looks wow. like that. Those are the signatures. You found the article. It was hilarious.
Oh, I'd be pissed.
He did not care. That doesn't say Tom Brady. That says ale.
Yeah.
He didn't care at all.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
And they wouldn't let you take, like, you're not anywhere near him really while he's doing the autograph, so there's no photograph. Pretty great. One guy had a draft ticket to the year Tom Brady was drafted, and he wanted that autographed, and Tom basically went slash over the top of it with a Sharpie and moved on. The shoe, this is all the same stuff. The shoe was like just a scribble. It looks like he ruined it. Man. One of Tom's actual cleats. There's the Tom. That one I could see being Tom
not
Brady.
Not bad. That's not. It's still kind of half-assed.
It's garbage, yeah. But again, that's on you. That's the same as the Suns being on me. People saying, oh, you shouldn't have. Same as that. Suns are on me. I spent all the money to go watch them and be part of the season. I took the risk knowing that this team might not be good, right? She's a whore. I'm dating a whore. Because every once in a while, she just lays there for me and then seems to put this show on for everyone else and I feel like I'm dating a whore. We've all been around a whore, and we're like, she's fun, but sometimes she's not that fun, and sometimes I feel like she's only fun so other people notice. Ugh. Yeah, never pay, ever pay. Who would you come close to paying for out of all the people?
Oh, like Sinatra or something like that. I mean, he's dead, obviously, right. But...
Sinatra,
Pacino.
You'd pay like $3,000 maybe. To be in a room with Sinatra.
Sinatra, yeah.
See, to me,
Sinatra, I would.
You're gonna be disappointed.
There's no one.
I don't feel it either because I know for a fact I'd put that $3,000 down with expectations that it's going to be special. That this person that I've admired for however long is now going to be in a room, and I think like you know when I asked Gene Simmons, who I have really no interest, I'm like, hey, I spend the $6,000 to go to your record a song with me camp. Are we going to be friends? We get to go to dinner? How fast did he say
no?
I mean, it was immediate.
At least he's straight about it.
Right. It was a one-word answer. And then maybe I wouldn't be disappointed.
Yeah.
Gene, if I come up there, I'm going to spend the money. We're going to hang out. Vegas. Are we going to be pals? Do we get to go to dinner? No. I mean, it was so quick.
I'm curious to see, you know, the only other one that would say that people pay big money for the, you know, auction items where you either go to lunch with the celebrity,
right.
Or play a round of golf with them. Mm-hmm. Even those, I wonder how the feedback on that is. I mean, there obviously is going to be a couple of people involved.
It depends on the star, because I had a friend who got into one of those with his company, and I can't remember his celebrity. It was a good name, too. It was a big one. It was a Redskins fan. It wasn't John Riggins. It was somebody, though, from the good Redskins.
Yeah.
And he brought a friend, and they rode together and talked the whole time. They ignored everybody. It was like $4,000 or $5,000 to have this dude play in your foursome, and you got to cover everything. Everything else like that was just to have
like
him.
He had to pay too.
It was like $10,000 to be part of this thing. I think it was in California, but it was in Gilroy, California,
the garlic capital.
Somehow or another,
that's what it is. The garlic capital of the world. Gilroy, yeah.
This guy.
It is.
It's the most Italian you've ever been,
and serious. That's what. Never miss it.
It's a garlic capital. You got a festival and everything.
They do.
Ooh. It wasn't John Riggins for the sake of argument. It was, though. And he spent a ton of money for that. It was Charles Mann.
Oh, man.
It was Charles Mann, former Washington Redskins. Very good player.
Yeah.
And he brought a buddy. And he and his friend hung out the whole time and basically were like, don't talk to us. Didn't say it, but you got the vibe right away that Charles was there with his friend. And you bought him and his pal a round of golf for $5,000, and he signed a couple of your towels at the end. It's inevitable. You're going to be disappointed.
But I hear that, about, and some people will be pissed about this, but I hear that about every time people go to Maynard's wine signings.
Oh,
like, he's just if you won't even look at you.
No.
Don't mention Tool.
Yeah.
You know, just a prick.
The second somebody grabs a mic and says, don't shake his hand.
Yeah.
Just go to the front and go, I want my money back. This isn't going to get better from here. There's nothing about this that just starts getting great.
And I understand some of it. You know, if there's 800 people looking to get signed.
Well, then you should have put a limit on that.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what he said. No limits. We're selling a certain amount of tickets. That should be in his brain saying, I got 800 things to sign today. But 800 times 3,600 is a big fat payday for somebody. Plus, whoever put this event on wasn't Tom Brady. They paid him an upfront fee to be part of this.
Yeah.
And they kept all the money and sold merch. They made a lot of money that day.
I'm saying, like, on any of those deals, that was a big mistake, the no restriction. But the deals where people go in to sign and they're just lined up, I understand the rule of, hey, he's going to sign it or they're going to sign it and you move on.
Right.
Because they got to get to everyone.
Oh, I'm moving fast. I get that.
Yeah.
That's fine. But give me 2 seconds and don't make it so I have to hand all my stuff to an assistant first.
It's so easy.
And then stand somewhere else and then get my things back. And then, by the way, no handshaking. If I was at a restaurant with you and we're sitting there and I'm like, oh, Kurt Warner, I know him. Want to meet him?
Sure.
Give me $2,000. He'd be like, what an asshole. No,
and no limit.
No.
And what do you want signed?
And he'll sign stuff. Otherwise, stay here. And then we're walking over after you just handed over 20 Benjamins. And I'm like, thanks, buddy. By the way, don't look at him and don't shake his hand. Also, if you have anything to sign, give it to me first. Go stand over there. What? But how am I meeting him? You're not. You're going to stand adjacent to me talking to him.
You're going to be breathing the same air.
Yeah, exactly. And we talked about that a couple weeks ago as I watched Larry, our beautiful Larry, busting his ass to try to get meet and greets for fans. And he slams the phone down and he goes, I don't understand. Like, it's the band absolutely says they've never done meet and greets. And he said, but the last time we had them here, they did them. And I'm like, can you blame them? We're the ones who ruined that. And he goes, but wouldn't it be neat? I mean, they should say thanks to the fans. And I'm like, no, they're saying thanks by putting on the show for us. I
they're here to perform.
That. I understand.
They're hired.
Not wanting to meet all of the weirdos. I get it. But if I'm going to charge them money, I'm putting on a show for them. I'm going to be hobnobbing and totally nice. There's plenty of events you can go to where you can end up meeting those guys. Just go to any Super Bowl bar. Go to a town where there's a Super Bowl. You'll spend less money. Go to the town where there's a Super Bowl. Find a bar, and those dudes are standing around like crazy.
You know, the other thing is that there's more and more of the meet and greets that are charging.
Oh, yeah.
And so the other bands are like, why am I going to do that?
Because they've had it with us.
Yeah.
We act goofy all the time. So they figure if you paid for it, you're not going to try to be a clinger. And plus, they're in control. It's an event where they can control things rather than just meet you. I'm going to meet you. This guy says, ask Brady how much he would pay to meet Famous Dave. That is true. That's probably a guy that would. Yeah, Famous Dave's in town. And
I missed him.
I don't get
at
that.
At one barbecue festival. He stopped by the tent, the Famous Dave, and he left his autograph saying, keep on doing what you're doing, Famous Dave.
He signs it, Famous Dave?
Yeah.
He signed that for you?
Yeah.
Or just generally walking by?
I was at the tent, and he was going by the other tents, you know, saying hi to people.
Two of my favorite things that happened ever. The old Suns, under the bleachers, used to be a VIP section. If you had front row seats, a friend of mine used to get them all the time, and I'd go. Part of the deal with the Suns, this is back in the early, the aughts. We'll call them the aughts. 2005, 6, something like that. The Suns used to have to walk out of the arena by a select group of people that had the front row leather seats. And if they had things to sign, they were on a table. You stood behind the thing you wanted signed, and they'd walk by and sign it. But you put it down you'd see them coming, and like, oh, there's Steve Nash, or there's Amari Stoudemire. Put your things down and hope they'd sign that. The table was about, I've told this before, but it's very funny. The table was about 4.5, 5 feet tall. So you're sticking up. I'm 6 feet tall, so I'm sticking up a foot. Megan was standing next to me. She's 5'6", 5'7". She's 7 inches higher than the table. Boobs higher. Like, just boobs could rest on the table.
Shelf.
Right? Steve Nash, about 6'2", 6'1". We're not that different. He's walking by. I just bought a hat for a friend, and I had it on the table. I didn't know the rules. And I'm like, hey, Nash, you want to sign my the cans here? And I point to Megan's cans, and, or I didn't say it. She did, and I just pointed to him. She goes, will you sign my chest? And he goes, I would if my daughter wasn't standing right next to me, because it's like a six-year-old girl standing right next to me. He didn't. You couldn't see her because she was. And then he grabs my hat and he signs it. I'm like, hey. Ah, oh, you ruined it. I didn't want him to sign the hat. It was a gift for someone else, like to wear.
Added bonus.
It was on the table. I'm like, and he just kept walking. And I'm like, I can't blame him. Like, I'm the idiot who put it down and everybody. Now I got a Steve Nash autograph that I didn't want. But yeah, and he wouldn't sign cans in front of his daughter. Now, that was the crucial.
He's
difference.
Like, I'll sign the Cucks hat.
I would if my daughter wasn't here, which means, yeah, I would you rotten if I didn't have a little tattletale standing next to me. So, yeah, never meet your heroes for money, especially. This guy says $3,000 I can bring back Hitler. Since Brady doesn't hate him, we can find out if they have anything in common.
Watch him paint.
That's different. If you're going to raise the dead for real, like, you know, you've got evidence that you can do it, not some weird, you know, only one guy medium can talk to him and I have to listen through. If, like, Hitler showed up or, you know, you could do it and it's like he's animated and there's a body and all that, I'm in. I might pay for that because that's like a breakthrough in science and that would be that's like going to on a rocket. That's actually a thing.
A little bit of everything, and do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
But meeting Tom Brady, you could do that accidentally. And you know what it causes to me, these pay-to-meet guys, is causes stalkers. Because a lot of people are like, I'm not spending $3,600. I know where he lives. And you just kind of follow Tom Brady around until you finally. Because if you're willing to pay $3,600 to be with him, you're probably going to find him somewhere looking. You're probably out there peeking, you know. There's a lot of weird going on out there. I wouldn't trust.
I think it's if I could get the 1998 Ohio State Michigan game card ticket, you know, ticket to that game.
Who was in that? Sign,
that's he lost 31-16.
Who did?
Tom Brady.
Oh, is that his thing? Oh, yeah. I see what you're doing.
Put that item in there. That would be funny to see his reaction.
That's good stuff. To go in and hate Tom Brady in person. Pretty good. But ultimately, it's hard to do that to Tom Brady since.
Yeah, he's.
Big whoop. I've got seven Super Bowl trophies.
And what he's done.
Right.
And yeah, he's.
You think my little loss to Ohio State, your cute little glorified high school.
Jab. Yeah. Let me show you the other ones.
Totes adorbs. Let me go. I'm going to need help moving my seven trophies over to your joke.
Couldn't get past the Buckeyes.
Didn't need to.
He was 4-1 his record overall, but 1-1 as a starter.
Ah-ha-ha. Who was the quarterback that was beating him all the time?
No, he who had the other?
You don't remember the mid-90s Ohio State quarterback that clobbered? Or that was getting, yeah, the Michigan quarterback. Yeah, well, anyway, Tom Brady was the backup.
I don't remember the losses too much.
Yeah, why conveniently. Yeah, they're not. They're. You should, though, because a good argument. There aren't that many. Till recently. Now they can't get over the hump. Anyway, stop paying to meet your heroes. But it was pretty funny. And then, you know, his autograph. It is what it is. You can't get upset that it wasn't a perfect Tom Brady autograph. Yeah, I would have. I don't buy into that stuff. Those things are scary to me. We had that one. You've been in plenty of golf tournaments where they just assign you a celebrity.
Yeah.
And I've actually watched people, like, you know, waiting to meet their celebrity, and they've never heard of them. And then it's very disappointing because you'll get a few where you're like Kurt Warner, Larry Fitzgerald, Shane Doan, like local ones. And they go down the list, and then you're sitting in a cart with what? Who are you?
Special teams with the L.A. Rams.
Yeah. I had a 10-day contract with the Suns in 2008. Oh, Alex Lynn. Ah, nuts.
I was so excited one year. My buddy buys the foursome, invites me to go. Cool. Who are we playing with? George Foster.
The Cincinnati Reds, New York Mets, George
we
Foster.
We show up, we get on the tee, we warm up, ready to go. Get on the number one tee. Sorry, guys. George isn't going to make the on him. Evidently, he said he forgot his golf clothes.
Clothes?
Yeah, he didn't have a golf shirt.
They have a
pro shop.
Pro shop, yeah.
Just say he's not coming.
George, see, George
had to turn around and go get his stuff.
George forgot his clothing today.
Yeah, his golf clothes.
He didn't know he was going. He was going to do a costume change. Oh, that's disappointing.
Evidently,
the worst.
I was excited.
The day I invented in my head, never meet your heroes. My friend Steve Miller and I went to El Dorado Lakes, which is a dump golf course.
Oh,
not even a nice place. It's okay. It's a track. It's a muni. Go over, and it's March. It's kind of cold outside. It's a little windy. And so we're hanging out, and there's just two of us. We thought, you know, today's a good day. Nobody's going to be out there. Plus, we can challenge ourselves with this wind.
Miller twosome to be joined by the Banks twosome.
Oh, crap. Two other idiots. And these two old dudes start walking toward us. I'm like, that's Billy Williams. I'm like, that's Billy Williams. That's Chicago Cub Billy Williams. I'm like, oh, wait a second. Behind him is Ernie goddamn Banks.
No.
Yeah. So Ernie and Billy are playing one of the worst golf courses in Mesa for some reason on the same day. I guarantee you if we said two words outside of hello to each other the whole day, we couldn't talk to them. I would say, hey, great shot, Mr. Banks. And I'm calling him Mr. Banks. I'm a huge Cubs fan. Good.
Good.
I mean, there was no interaction.
Really? That's...
None. In fact, we got to a point where Billy and Ernie played, like, teed off on a hole. We weren't done with the last one yet. They just moved on without us. And we'd catch them and stand on the tee box completely unloved and unwanted. We only played nine that day. So I'm like, this is embarrassing. Didn't get an autograph. Didn't have the guts to ask. This was like 1993, 92. The most disappointing.
Mr. Cub.
Man. And Billy Williams. I mean.
Oh, I can't.
Didn't want to do anything with us. Actually, they said Mr. Williams twosome to play with the Miller twosome. I'm like, hey, we're getting a couple others. And I'm like, all right.
Who's the black guys?
Oh, a couple of black guys coming at us. I don't know.
Do you rap, sir?
Yeah. This was pre-Tigers. We're like, they're probably terrible at golf. Actually, pretty good, actually. Billy was good. I don't remember Ernie. I just remember being in awe of it. And Ernie just didn't, he wasn't mean. He wasn't there for us. He didn't want for Ernie Banks and Billy Williams to agree to pair up with strangers is mind-boggling. He did it.
We got paired with a single one time. The guy played probably 15 years of me. I am trying to remember his name. But the other guy it was a pleasant surprise because the other guy that we're golfing with, I worked with, but he's kind of a jerk.
Okay.
And we kept doing the golf clip to the bag.
Oh, yeah.
Where the bag, you take off the golf cart.
Golf cart
takes off, the bag falls down.
Yeah.
We did it like four times. To the jerk.
Okay.
And we let the other dude, the baseball player, in on it. And he's dying.
It's
the funniest thing. The whole time, the guy that I work with thinks he's got a broken cart. Four times on the front nine. So he goes to the clubhouse at Orange Tree and says, get me a cart that works. This strap keeps coming undone.
Who was the jerk? Come on.
Levine was his last name.
I see what he's doing here. One of my people.
So on number 18 at the, this is about, it happened two more times on the back nine. And in fact, one time the guy, the baseball player, unclipped it himself. He's like, I'm getting in on this.
Yeah. You didn't know who it was? You still don't know?
And I knew who it was when I played with him. I'm like, I recognize the
welcome
name.
To the world of a Brady story.
Man, I'm
we have no idea who the participants are. And God knows how this
Willie
is
going to
end.
Willie Mays.
All right, that's just a lie, but I like it. Run with it. Run with Willie Mays. It's better than the blankness that you're including. And that's the end of the story? An unknown
Where's
baseball
the finish? The best part was the last clipping.
Uh-huh.
There was a leak on the 18th fairway, so it was all water.
Flooded.
And the bag just hydroplaned across the thing, and he was livid. Never knew. Yeah. Just thought he got two bad golf carts.
That's right.
Never coming back to this place. We end up playing with a baseball player a couple more times.
Who? The unknown man.
Who? My best friend. My man.
I don't know, Brett. It's April. It's a little early, but I'd like to submit that as worst story of the year.
My man.
Oh, nope.
The Frank Caliendo.
Frank Caliendo. It's Toledo, start that. The worst story of the year award. Frank Caliendo's Nathan Sutherland Sleep All Night Award. It's Nathan Sutherland's girlfriend. I forget her name, but that's we'll name that one after her.
And I played with my brother that day. And I,
all right.
Don't ask me his name.
Tom? I remember Tom. Tom Brady? No, I don't remember his name. All right. I know that there are others, and I know there will be others. That one's in the running. We'll play them all. We'll play them all in December. That is the worst story of the year, Warren. What are you looking up?
No way.
How can you Google this story? You thought someone would text you the answer to your story?
Yeah.
Maybe it's the ball player that he doesn't remember.
Time out. It was your brother, you.
It wasn't my brother. I was just making that up. I don't remember my brother's name.
Who else was there? Levine, the jerk. Who was your guy?
Doug King.
Oh, Doug was there. Doug might remember.
Doug tells a hell of a story. I bet you if Doug told you.
Can we get Doug on the phone? I want the story.
I'll text him.
Don't bother Doug. You're just going to confuse yet another man. Sorry about that, everybody. But that is 424. 24. That's today.
And one more story.
614 is when it sort of ended. The Frank Caliendo, Nathan Sutherland, Sleep All Night, Worst Story of the Year Award goes to Brady. Who was in it? Don't know. How did it end? It didn't.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
On the heels of Never Meet Your Heroes, let me tell you this.
Oh, here's the point.
The point is,
oh,
my
Christ,
man.
There's more?
Enjoyed himself.
I played 15.
He was engaging.
Yeah, I hope it's
he
Hank Aaron.
With
I hope
us.
I, like, a dummy so self-absorbed that Hank Aaron was in on it with him.
I forgot his name. He had a big career.
I'm sorry, Mr. Bonds.
7'15", 7'15", but he looked like all the other players to me, if you know what I mean.
I've played with so many, I just...
That's right. They all start blending together. It's like being in China. Yep. Yeah, Toledo, earmark that.
And consider yourself blessed, listeners. You were here for the invention of worst story of the year.
Blessed or cursed. That's true.
Good thing Brady's
keeping up with it.
Good thing Brady
created the golden watermark. Yeah. All we're going to do is put it on that. Anything that comes out for it,
it is. And that I want a whole. I want like a car for that one. I knew it about halfway through when his head went down. Like
I don't remember anybody involved in this story. What was I telling this story for again? No reason. I'm going to keep doing it.
Ball player.
Flipping the bag.
Brady, remember my story of Ernie Banks and Billy Williams coming up with me and my friend Steve Miller?
You had names.
Yeah, and they wouldn't talk to us, and I was like, oh, massive disappointment. Here are three examples of why. And then I gave them beginning, middle, end, interest in the middle. Yours was?
Some unnamed baseball player and a guy I didn't like.
Guy was very engaging, quite the opposite.
Quite the opposite.
He said his name
my
20
story.
Times. I remember the team he
Not
played
a story.
For. Can't remember the guy's name.
Beginning, middle, end. And then flowers in the middle. Dress it up. Put some color in it. And I didn't, like, I put color in mine. Not the way Brett says, but you know what I mean.
Well,
and
you did.
And I did. It was Ernie Banks. That's true. There was color in mine. Mine was a colored story.
Was yours, Brady?
Yes.
You're false. All right. Shut up, Brett. Man, that's a lot. It happened today, Brett. And we should have had this award going the whole time. We have guest of the year. We have S-bag of the year.
I could have been better off. So I was playing golf with a Jew, a black, and a
you could have. And you could have just not told the story also. I mean, I'm glad you did because it led to this. But, I mean, you could have just said, I don't have anything to add here.
A Jew, a black walked into the golf course.
I got nothing to add here.
Which is a surprise because where I grew up, that wasn't allowed. So I see Levine and the black come walking towards me. I'm like, this is a lot different than Sciota.
Yeah, right. Well, there you go. Worst Story of the Year Award, Brady Bogan. I have a feeling you're going to be nominated.
You're going to be nominated a couple more times.
There's
more. We're in April.
Yeah. Oh, no. We got 7.5 months left for you to do this again. There's going to be a couple more.
Don't you hate that as a human being, though, when you're in the middle of a story and you realize, uh-oh, I got nowhere to go with this one.
Well, I realized that even going into it, like thinking, oh, it'll come to me.
Yeah, the name.
When I start talking about it.
That's bad. Don't start a story where it hinges on it'll come to me. That's just advice. If a story has, the names are going to come eventually, but here's a story of some gray faces I don't remember the names of. Anyway, never meet your heroes. And if Brady ever, again, the zoo thing being free this weekend was the best thing ever. You got to meet Brady, but it didn't cost you a penny.
He didn't get the high fan.
A high suggestion on that one would be to just start making something up. The Worst Story of the Year award should be named the Donnell Rawlings and Son Podcast Story of the Year. I like that, Kevin Haskey. Nice job. Frank Caliendo's Donnell Rawlings and Son Podcast Story of the Year. No one knows what you're talking about. You had a whole city. But that's the good thing, though. You don't even realize you had the whole city in your chubby palm of your hand waiting for information, waiting for something.
My man over here and my man over here.
Much like the people who went and paid for Tom Brady, they left disappointed.
No limits in signing.
No limits. Please don't shake hands with Brady. He won't remember you.
Hey, my man. What's up, soldier? I came, commandant.
You don't know my name, do you?
Sure I do. Remind me.
We did a fan.
Yeah.
We had some big fans in Tucson yesterday.
Here we go. Could it be a twofer? Go on.
I hope so.
Kirby had a tennis match.
Oh, that's right. You had to drive to Tucson.
Bush Ridge.
Why couldn't you have forgot that story?
Yeah, no kidding.
You remember that one.
Let's see if this goes somewhere.
The lady comes up to me watching her daughter, and she's like, just want to let you know.
Wait a minute. Change the way you said that. This lady comes up to me watching her daughter.
We're watching our daughter's playing
there,
tennis
better.
Match. Her daughter is playing a different match.
Okay.
They're all playing this is singles.
Too much.
Kirby's playing another opponent.
Tennis.
She comes up and is like, we listen to you every day. Love the Brady Report.
Great.
And her daughter's playing. My daughter's name is Brady.
How about that?
And the namesake. They grew up listening the whole time. And they said, we're calling our daughter Brady after you.
Is it possible he's going
Shannon.
To top himself?
This isn't as good as the first one, but it's
up
bad.
There. It's up there.
It's a bad one, but.
She introduces me to two other daughters. Every day we drive in, we listen to the Brady Report.
I swear to God, there better be a alien at the end of this.
So then Kirby has to play Brady.
Oh, no kidding. So they matched up.
Yep. Kirby lost.
All right.
8-5. She won singles, lost to Brady, and I told her.
Wait a minute. She won, but then she lost?
She played singles,
yeah.
A different opponent,
yeah.
And then played Brady and her partner.
Oh, a doubles match.
And doubles.
Oh, okay. And then got beat. All right.
And she learned.
Oh, God, you're still going. When will you learn?
You never
meet
win against a Brady.
Oh, that's great. Okay. All right. It had an ending. It wasn't a favorable one, but it had an ending.
No, it wasn't as good as the first one.
That's another thing about storytelling, Brady. Not much of the audience cares for high school girls tennis. If that's the if that's the power. Unless one of them, like, kills the other one with a racket. That's not really tennis. That's a melee.
It is the second female Brady I've met.
The story is you drove to Tucson to watch high school girls play tennis. And I got to hand it to you because I don't love anything that much at all to care what happens to them in a recreational sporting league that drags my ass to Tucson, Arizona in the middle of the week. No. The kid takes the bus, plays some Tucson tennis, comes home, and I find out the results there. I do not care to see it. That's a level of love I will never experience and frankly don't want to. Something I love is in Tucson. My love for them diminishes midway through that sentence once I hear is in Tucson.
Ugh. That's what Shannon said, who lives down there. She goes, I came down here for U of A and met my husband and stayed.
You can leave.
I told her that. You can get out.
What, does your husband have an ankle bracelet? He can't leave the county? Get out. But you, driving to Tucson, I mean, if I'm Kirby and if I'm Kirby's dad, that day Kirby doesn't feel so good. She's staying home. But I really need this match. Yeah, you know. It's not, trust me, it's not that important. Not at all.
At least it was played at a resort.
Yeah, that's nice.
Didn't have to go to downtown or anywhere near that.
And if you do have stories for Brady where you're going to talk to him about it, try to keep the names limited to just being other people named Brady. He'll remember that. That seems to be something that stays in the brain. People are worried about you. And you know what's going to happen later in the show, Brett? Later in the show.
Out of the blue.
Out of the blue, he's just going to shout out, Glenn Allen Hill! That's going to happen.
You got one up there.
Thank you, bro. Oh, I got another friend.
Second one, I don't know what the first one is.
Hopefully it's from a doctor. this one says, what's the over-under? Brady has at least two more stories this week for that category. I won't go that far, but he's got a front runner. This one says, I met a celebrity once years ago. His name is John Holmberg. He was doing a thing called Homeless for the Holidays at Hooters on Bell. It's no longer there. What a disappointment, though. I didn't realize how big his Jew nose was.
Well, that's...
Now, that's a story.
Not a good ending to his story, at least for me. I met Dick Butkus once. He was the nicest man and didn't mind sitting and chatting with us fans. I was at that... there was the Suns, and there's a reason I don't remember this guy's name, because he was a nobody. He played for the Lakers for 2 years in the 70s. But the table, everybody who bought a table to this charity event got an NBA player. And I'm looking over, and there's Tom Chambers, and I mean, John Calipari was at one of the tables. So he had it was the NBA Hall of Fame. And Calipari's at a table. Colangelo's at a table. You got dudes all over the place. I look over, and I'm like, who's our guy? And raises his hand. Couldn't have been a nicer dude, but he might as well have been just some German professional. He had nothing. And I'm like, wow. And he goes, I know you guys got strapped with the worst one.
He said that?
Yeah. Oh, he knew. But he told stories about like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar coming to the Lakers and things like that. It was interesting. And he made the most of it, but it was still like, ugh, we got robbed.
Imagine being at one of those and you got Barkley and Jordan. This
that was
kind of
what was
going
on.
Sam Bowie. Oh, great. Thanks.
I got questions for Sam Bowie, though.
This raising money for the Hall of Fame, too, right?
Oh, yeah, raising. And it was the weirdest event ever. So Brady can remember the name, address, and what he ate at every restaurant he's gone to, but can't remember the name of a coworker and a pro athlete. Brady had a stroke. Yeah, no question that day. He was two over par. Two strokes. Yeah, strong. We'll put it in the archive. You might be hearing that in December. And then voting for Frank Caliendo's Nathan Sutherland's Put Him to Sleep Story of the Year. That's a good one right there. No names, no real good memories, no ending. but a dude
we worked out two of the
a
names.
Dude named Levine who's a real jerk. Who? Doesn't matter. We're going to get a cool washcloth for Pop, and we're going to get right back to it. If you got a wake-up song for us, 585-9800, a good one, and we'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
98 KUPD.